A couple of Mishnahs ago, the Mishnah taught which questions were asked to the witnesses who came to testify about the Rosh Chodesh moon which they saw. And there were lots of technical questions about how exactly the moon was positioned, in which direction, where it was facing, how high it was, how wide it was. And in order to make it simpler, D'must Tzuros Levonos Hoilolim Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had white shapes and forms which looked like the moon, but tavla, on a sort of board, a tablet, which was on the wall in his attic. That's where he would sit with his beis din in Yavne to discuss things and to bring in the witnesses there to interrogate them. Yavne is the place where the beis din was after they left the Beis HaMikdash, a number of years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shebohen Maris HaAdyotos, that with those shapes of the moon, they would show the simple people, who didn't necessarily understand all of the questions and how to answer them and explain them. So the Omer, he would say to them, HaChazera Isa Oikazer. Did you see the moon like this, or like this? Like this picture was in this direction, and he would move about the diagrams, the forms of the moon. Instead of asking them the question straight out, he'd do it like this, which would make it much easier. Maisa, there was a story which once happened, Shebo Shanayim. Two witnesses came, the Omer, and they said to the Beis Din, Ye'inuhu Shachris Bamizrach. We saw it in the morning. Just as the sun was rising, we saw the moon in the east side, the Arvis, and in the evening, as the sun was setting, Bamarov, we saw the moon in the west, together with the sun. On Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, Eide Sheker Heim, they are false witnesses. Close to the time that the Rosh Chodesh moon is seen, it generally is pretty much totally invisible before that. So it couldn't have been that morning they saw the moon, and then again the Rosh Chodesh moon was seen at night. Now, by the way, it happens to be that this story is a support for what we learned earlier on in the Masechta, at the beginning of this perek, that if the Beis Din, if the Sanhedrin, which would declare Rosh Chodesh, did not recognize the witnesses, then they would go to a local Beis Din first, who would send witnesses with them to testify that they are trusted. So that would be why they went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Beis Din first, and only then they went to Yavne, which is where the Beis Din was at the time. Kshaboli Yavne, when they arrived at Yavne, Kilo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel did accept them, because Rabban Gamliel worked out, according to the astronomy, the Rosh Chodesh very much could have been that night, and that the Rosh Chodesh moon was in the sky that night, and so they assumed that which they saw in the morning was a mistake. Perhaps it was clouds and they thought it was the moon, but he did accept the second part of their testimony, that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon at night. Of course, after interrogating them. That was story number one, and there was another similar story where two people came, two witnesses, and they told Rabban Gamliel, they said, Re'inuhu bizmanoi. We saw it in its correct time, meaning we saw it on the night of the 30th day, such that if Rosh Chodesh would be that day, so the previous month would only have 29 days. Then they came back to Beis Din the next day, the Uvalele Burai, that refers to the second night, which would be the 31st night, which of course would be the first day of the next month, Lonira. They came back and said that they didn't see the moon. Even though there weren't any clouds or anything blocking the moon, it wasn't seen that night. Now it's impossible that the Rosh Chodesh moon was seen one night, and the next night, it disappeared. If indeed it was the Rosh Chodesh moon, then it should really be getting bigger the next day. So of course it would be able to be seen. Nevertheless, Rakim and Rabban Gamliel still accepted those witnesses. Again, because based on his own astronomical calculations, he worked out that it could be, and indeed it was Rosh Chodesh that day. He was sort of waiting for witnesses to come. But he had calculated that the Rosh Chodesh moon was seen on that first night. And again, he blamed the fact that they didn't see anything on the second night, on the moon being blocked by clouds, or for whatever other reason. Of course, it's impossible that it was not seen in the sky, and since, according to his own calculations, their first testimony was correct, he assumed that the moon remained there on the second night, and it was just blocked by something else. However, Omar Bidosman Arkinas, Bidosman Arkinas said, Eide Shekerheim, they are false witnesses. Heuch me'idim al isha shayolda. How can one give testimony about a woman who gave birth, ulamachar, and the next day, kares menshineha, which literally means her stomach is between her teeth, meaning she's still pregnant. If a woman gave birth today, then she's not pregnant the next day. So how could you say that the moon was seen now, and it was considered to be Rosh Chodesh today, and the next day the moon disappeared again? The moon should be getting bigger. And indeed, Omar Rabbi Yeshua said to Bidisman Arkinas, Re'ani es tevarecha, I see your words, I agree with you. And Rabbi Yeshua accepted the decision of Rabbi Yisrael Arkinas, even though Rabbi Yeshua was the Reish Beis Din, he was the deputy head of the Sanhedrin, And Rabbi Gamliel was the head, the Nossi. Rabbi Yeshua argued on the decision of the head of the Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the previous month was a 30-day month, and the Rosh Chodesh was the next day. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, the previous month was only 29 days, and the next day, which would have been the 30th day, was Rosh Chodesh of the next month.